our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Damn it, that gets me pumped. I love it every time. I love it every time. Welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everyone, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. This week has been a week, Dan, hasn't it? My God, dude.
Yep.
It's just the hits just kept on coming this week.
One thing after another.
I'm glad we do a show like this once a week because it seems unbelievable what's happening in the world. And at least we have a chance to break it down and kind of figure it out with you. We appreciate everybody, by the way, at the top of the show, subscribing to Rob O'Neill's podcast, The Operator with Rob O'Neill. You can download that on iTunes and Spotify, wherever you find your podcast. It is currently number 15 in the world right now. So congratulations to Rob. Great show. He'll be back weekly on Wednesdays on this channel. So subscribe to YouTube. Click the bell in the right-hand corner and then turn on your notifications on your phone so you get all the shows sent to your phone. But that was a fun show. I enjoyed it yesterday with him. He's always one of the best in the biz, dude, to do it. You can just have a conversation with that guy about anything for hours and hours and hours. And his podcast is great. Already got, I think, 5 or 6 episodes in the can, so please download it and support it. Nice to have another hit here at Tetherball Academy Media. Damn it! Let's get to the news, shall we? First off, appears this attack on Donald Trump was a coordinated attack. After fighting off a subpoena for the past 6 months, Trump finally had to testify in New York on Wednesday at a closed-door deposition with New York Attorney General Letitia James over allegations of bank and insurance fraud at his family company. The prospect of another long trial is also hanging over the Trump organization and the ex-president's former right-hand money man, Alan Weisselberg.
Interesting last name for a guy that's a money man. You wouldn't have thought that would... You know,
why did
I expected like, I don't know, something that ended in a vowel. Maybe it's just so stereotypical.
Yeah. Weisselberg is exactly what I pictured, D'Anthony, you know, because let's face it. If you're smart with your money, you're probably going to bring the Jews in to manage it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
I did it in Hollywood. We do it now. The CFO is Jewish.
Yeah.
So that's probably the least shocking thing about Donald Trump this week, you know?
Yeah.
According to Duncan Levin, an attorney representing a witness in the case, prosecutors with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are currently preparing eyewitness testimony for an upcoming criminal trial over the company's scheme to dodge taxes on personal perks. So eyewitnesses, Dan, is the key word here in this statement. What the fuck does that mean? That you personally saw them do this in front of your face?
It would mean somebody that works in the organization who has, when they say eyewitness testimony, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, it would mean somebody that worked inside the organization who's trying to become a whistleblower, which 9 times out of 10, it's just some person with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
It has no information.
Yeah. Most of these, though, are whistleblowers.
Yeah.
All these people writing books, everything else. Even the guy who allegedly ratted him out, they're saying it was an informant potentially wearing a wire. What the fuck?
A wire to secure documents that they needed to take back to the National Archive? Why?
Obama's
got 30 million of these pages at his home in Chicago right now.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. So when you talked about that on the show yesterday, I actually looked it up, and I guess it is fairly common for most presidents to take home documents, and you can either have them digitized or you have to send them back at some point.
Yeah.
Most of it, I heard, after doing some digging on this, was personally related to them, where it was a personal matter.
What typically happens is people will digitize them and use it for reference for their memoirs and shit like that.
Right.
Or it goes into their presidential library, one of the two. Or both. But it's certainly not something that you send armed FBI agents unannounced into somebody's home to raid it and break into a safe to get.
Right.
Especially when the former president, the one right before him, can still, 5 years later, has 30 million pages. So, in addition to the fact that this is a completely retarded situation going on, mm-hmm. the timing seems intentional, right? Like, Merrick Garland yes. clearly has an axe to grind because Trump shut his shit down mm-hmm. and invited him, I guess, to be a fucking Supreme Court justice. And then, of course, you roll this into the January 6th committee, which is a fucking still a thing, apparently.
Okay.
Nothing has come out of this. Not one thing. Other than we found out what we already knew, which is Trump talks to people like an asshole. That's like the big revelation here.
Right.
Not that anybody committed any crimes, necessarily. We learned that Trump is a dick, which is not news. Mm-hmm. And then we learned that... DHS Secret Service people deleted all their text messages for some reason. Weird.
Very, very strange. By the way, we have actually breaking news on this, and I was wondering if this would happen. Merrick Garland actually made a statement to the press about 3 minutes ago, it says. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause, he said. Garland said the DOJ filed motion to unseal Trump search warrants and property receipt. I don't really know what that means. It says just now the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was a premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. And that's about all he said.
It's a bunch of word salad because he knows he fucked up, to be honest. But it's, you know, you have to look at all these things in their totality. So there's the two impeachment attempts. There's the January 6th witch hunt nonsense that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's they're trying to come at him for his personal shit in New York and Florida. And in Georgia, the Fulton County District Attorney is ramping up an investigation into a menacing phone call that he made to election officials and getting a grand jury together. Everybody's already heard the fucking phone call.
Yeah.
It's public knowledge. There's no trial to be had here.
Right.
But this is like, it's a full court press from the left. And it's when you see a collusion between political parties and the Justice Department and then the attorney generals of states and then the fucking district attorney of a city,
mm-hmm.
like, this is fucking crazy. This is a clear coordinated attack against Donald Trump for shit that everybody already knows about and nobody seems to really care about, right? Except for people who have been fucking amplified. Their voices have been amplified by the press. Nobody gives a shit about any of this.
No, not at all. The other part of this that I can't figure out is why. You won the last election, allegedly, by 6 million votes. What would you be worried about the second time around in 2024? Because a lot of people are speculating that this is all to get him not to run in 2024. What do you care if you've already beat him?
Because the guy who beat him has failed miserably, right?
Uh-huh.
Go find me a Biden supporter right now. Somebody that, I mean, James Klug has been doing this the last couple of weeks.
I've said this forever.
Just asking people, like, do you support Biden or what? And they're like, no.
It's like this secret. Everybody yeah. has this secret where they're like, nobody besides Hollywood people have come out and been like, I voted for him and it's been rad. Things are going great and we love it. Haven't met one of those people yet, normal people outside of Hollywood. Hollywood people are different. They're rich enough. They don't fucking care. They don't care what happens to the goddamn country. Like. No. And that's the beauty of having money, is you're rich enough to not care.
But the there's also the conspiracy that somebody like DeSantis represents a long-term threat to the Democratic Party. So they're trying to do what they've done in multiple elections, just this year so far. So if you remember, in the Gavin Newsom recall, one, about $1.5 million went into that campaign from George Soros. That's weird. It's weird.
Yep.
Very weird. But forget about all that. Newsom spent some of his war chest promoting candidates who he knew couldn't win against Larry Elder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, we've seen this in two additional Senate races so far in primaries this campaign season, where an entrenched Democratic candidate who didn't have any opposition spent campaign dollars, or the DNC spent campaign dollars, or the DCCC spent campaign dollars on fringe right-wing lunatic candidates, right? Because they know they can beat them in the fall.
Yeah.
Like, this is a game plan for them. They've been doing it for a while, so it could be that. It could be that they're trying to promote Trump ahead of DeSantis, because while Trump might be able to rally certain people in the Republican Party, the Democrats think that he can't rally everybody, and they're trying to split the party.
I guess, but let's say one of these charges sticks, right? Then what? Then
what charges?
Whatever their this grand jury thing.
There hasn't been a single fucking charge yet.
Well,
it's just continuous investigations for the last 4 fucking years.
Oh,
not
got
one
it, got
charge.
It, got it.
Not okay. One charge has been no indictments, subpoenas, yeah.
Sure.
But no indictments, no charges, none of that bullshit. It's okay. This is just a fucking three-ring circus.
The other part about this too that I can't really wrap my mind around is Biden has not made a statement yet.
Well, the CGI software broke down. Right? When's the last time Biden was seen publicly? Does anybody know?
There was an article
in the
about
Rose Garden like yesterday, 2 days ago, in his aviators. I think it was maybe talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, but it was in the. I'll find the picture real quick.
Yeah, because the other part of this too was they left the White House press secretary to answer all these questions. She seemed flabbergasted. She had no. She was like, we learned about it. The president learned about it the same as everybody else did. And it was like, no, the fuck he did not.
If you're the president of the United States and you learn secondhand that your attorney general has okayed a fucking warrant on the last president, then you should be fucking impeached.
Yeah.
Because you're not there. Right? You either don't have control of your Justice Department or you're too fucking stupid to run it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's also a statement by the FBI Director Wray here. He says there's been a lot of commentary about the FBI this week questioning our work and our motives. Much of it is from critics and pundits on the outside who do not know what we know and don't see what we see. What I know and what I see is an organization made up of men and women who are committed to doing their jobs professionally and by the book every day. This week is no exception.
Oh, I guess we'll just trust you then, Director Wray, you fucking cunt. Fuck you and fuck the FBI. Like, we don't trust any of these people anymore.
No.
The fuck out of here. Not that I ever did, but certainly not now. Like, if you're a member of the general public and you still trust the Department of Justice or our intelligence community or anybody in the White House, regardless of who's in charge, then you're a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. The other part about this is why send, I know why Biden's not going to say anything. Why send the attorney general out there to speak about this rather than the president of the United States? And why not say what the charges are?
I want to hear Kamala, however you say your stupid name, do. Yeah. I want her to do all the press conferences.
Well, that might be coming up here in a couple of years.
Because
we'll
it's
see.
Like the FBI is an organization, federal, and then bureau, and then investigation. It does those things.
Mm-hmm.
Federally, it investigates bureaus. I'm Kamala Harris. I'm wearing a blue sweater. And then I can just do, like, if it's going to be stupid, let's make it completely stupid so I can do drugs and enjoy the fucking entertainment.
Sure.
That's all I really want.
Let's all fucking party. More breaking news here on this case in particular. Justice Department seeks to unseal the Trump raid search warrant. So what does that do if they unseal the warrant? Will it tell you exactly what they were looking for?
It'll tell you what predicate they used to justify the search warrant.
Okay. And what would typically something like that say on it?
For a forced search warrant like that, there's a couple of things you have to do. One, you have to meet the probable cause requirement. Like we have good evidence that something might be there that mm-hmm. we would find. And then two, you have to show exhaustion, which means you've gone through other means to try to get that, and it wasn't possible, which is interesting because a couple of months ago, the federal government did go to Trump's house. He met with them, turned over some documents. They told him to put a better lock on the door, and he did all that.
The National Archives Service or whatever it's called.
Yeah. So this is like...
They took 15 boxes, I think, then. Yeah, they took 15 boxes back with them.
So it's already... If there's no showing exhaustion here, in my opinion. Like, you to get like a Title III wiretap to do a FISA warrant or something like that, you have to show exhaustion. Like, the other means of us getting this information didn't work out, and here's the proof. So that it'll unseal all that, and we can see basically what we saw in 2017 when the Russian collusion hoax bullshit came out, which is that the FISA warrants were doctored by the FBI.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck these cunts.
He later goes on to say here, as far as Merrick Garland, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and the Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I'm making this statement because I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked.
You have no integrity.
None.
You fucking useless waste of fucking skin and bone. Jesus Christ, what an oxygen thief this guy is.
My God, man.
Imagine committing yourself to public service, not as a politician, but as a judge and a fucking attorney general and a fucking FBI agent, and then using your power, right, and your position to serve the master and not the public. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All of these people should be launched into the fucking ocean.
I'm looking more into this because he just made this statement here a few moments ago. The warrant will include an affidavit detailing the justification for the search. Okay. So it's exactly what you said there. Mm-hmm. I wonder when that will come out. The other problem with all of this is most people, I think if you took a poll, what would you say? Probably half are distrusting of the government.
I would say 80%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say it is 80%, right?
Yeah,
would you trust anything that comes out with this?
No. No. I mean, so S.E. Cupp, you know who that is, right? Mm-hmm. Complete fucking dummy. Useless media fucking socialite retard that flips sides when it's convenient and shit like that. She's a useless human being. Works for CNN. Mm-hmm. And even she today did a story on how nobody trusts the government anymore.
Right.
On CNN's website. So if it's everybody on the right, which it is, and then it's most people, enough people on the left, right, that they're running stories on CNN about it, then you know that it's fucking high.
Yeah, because the other part too was, you know, Washington Post ran an article and they received a lot of backlash and death threats for saying this search shouldn't have gone down. Mm-hmm. Andrew Yang came out and made a statement about it. Said that this shouldn't have happened either, and so did Andrew Cuomo, which is super weird.
He doesn't want to get investigated. Come on. Who knows? Like,
he killed 15,000 grandmothers and grandfathers during the pandemic. So
some people might call that taking out the trash.
Maybe.
Like sometimes you got to scrub off some dead skin to let new skin grow, right?
If I were him, though, I wouldn't have said anything. Just let that blow over.
I'm definitely, if I'm Andrew Cuomo, I don't say any words in public.
No.
I just enjoy the money I still have left and then go die quietly somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work out for him.
Shit. Do you remember the guy we had on, the reporter from Newsmax?
No.
Maybe 2 months ago. You remember that show, Bob?
He wasn't from Newsmax.
Well, where was he from?
He was from that middle of the road, like nonpartisan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But do you remember the name of it?
Of him?
The organization? Because I believe, actually, just type in Chris Cuomo. Chris, his brother, actually got a job there and is going to be the lead anchor for primetime.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I just read it. See who Chris Cuomo is working for now.
So he is, according to the New York Times, or New York Post, I should say, News Nation.
That's it, News Nation. Yeah, that was the guy we had on, right? Yeah, same guy.
Well, you can go ahead and cancel your subscription to News Nation, folks. Scraping the fucking bottom of the barrel over there. You got to be kidding me.
So we had this reporter on, and he talks about the honesty and integrity of it. We talked a ton about CNN on that show, too. And then all of a sudden, hey, who's your new hire to lead the network? Chris Cuomo. That sucks. I like that guy. I think he was pretty genuine, too.
Yeah, I'm starting a fucking detective agency, and I'm going to hire O.J. Simpson. Right off the top, you know, because he knows.
He's still looking for the real killers,
man. Get the fuck out of here.
They're in L.A. somewhere. He's afraid to go back there because they're gonna kill him, too. Damn it. Don't we know that? next up, the IRS is hiring armed accountants. I thought this story was fake. Speaking of fake news, I'd heard this throughout the week, and then I finally read it, and I was like, oh, wait, this is fucking really, this is real. This is from reputable places.
It's really real, yeah.
Yeah. Even before Congress and President Joe Biden gave the final okay for the IRS to hire 87,000 more agents in an $80 billion package, the tax agency is revealing a priority job category that could get first dibs on the huge budget expansion. On its jobs page is a listing of vacancies for special agents to be placed around the country to root out financial fraud. Being the diligent researcher that we are, yeah, here over here at Tetherball Academy Media, was wondering what was in common with the other, I don't know, 1,811 positions.
1,811 positions.
Yeah, 1,811. So. It's a criminal investigator.
Yeah, so this is the special agent position. So in the military, you have an MOS. In government service, it's similar. There's two versions of this. There's an 1803, or 1802 maybe, that's an investigative person that doesn't carry a gun. And there's an 1811, which is called a covered position, and they carry a gun.
So all the 1811 positions, right, carry guns.
Correct, yeah. They all go to FLETC and train in the same spot. It doesn't matter if they're Department of Justice, DHS, or whatever. They all go to the same spot. So my curiosity was, Bob, if you have the notes up, pull up that link, the USA Jobs link there, because I want to put it on screen.
Oh, is it on just out in the public?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, so my question was, and among the job requirements on this IRS job posting is, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary, period. Now,
the IRS?
Yes. And my curiosity led me down this rabbit hole. I'm like, okay, that sounds bad, but is this something that shows up in every job posting for an 1811? They just copied and pasted it, right? Mm-hmm. That was my first inclination. It turns out, no. The FBI special agents, their HSI, like Homeland Security Investigation, which is the investigative wing of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, DEA, none of them have this phrase in their fucking job postings. Not one.
Yeah.
Not one that I could find. If you want to do your own research on that and look around the interwebs, you can do that. But right here, Bob, if you want to put that up and go down to job duties, you can read them. Right there. Blow that up a little bit. Maybe.
Read aloud, Bob. Read aloud.
You can expect continued specialized training once on board and opportunities to work on some of the Bureau's most complex cases. The scope and scale of our investigations provide unique challenges, unlike anything you could work on in the private sector. Your ultimate mission, to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution of the United States. Being a special agent can be a lifelong career of uncommon days and amazing experiences. Valued skills that can help you succeed at the FBI. An ability to think on your feet and be a team player. A high level of physical fitness to be effective, to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Exceptional problem-solving and analytical skills. Be detail-oriented, yet able to focus. Keep a strategic focus. Ability to objectively evaluate information and make sound judgments. Honesty and integrity must be the foundation of who you are. The drive and commitment to make a difference in the communities you serve.
So I want to go back up to the valued skills that help you succeed at the FBI. So the IRS job posting, once again, says carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. And on the FBI job posting that we're just now reading, a high level of physical fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. That's two ways of saying the same thing,
yep,
I guess. But one is suggesting it's trying to prepare the applicant to kill Americans if they don't pay their fucking tax bill. Do you understand the difference there?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
There are many others like this. You can fucking go search usajobs.gov and find all these 1811 positions and see how they phrase these things or if they even include that. And none of them that I found did. I looked at about 25 last night just out of curiosity.
Okay.
Not one of them fucking says this shit.
Now, what do you reckon, Dan, that they would need a gun for?
To compel compliance through threat of physical violence. That's why.
Okay.
But I've got some news for you, buddy. I'm a lot better at it than you are.
Well, they're hoping the rest of Americans aren't. I think that's the hopes and dreams there. But that is unbelievably odd to have that as part of your job description. When this bill just passed, what, Sunday, I think?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then they immediately get the application out, and you need to be able to use a firearm. Huh. That's fun. But they want to take everybody else's guns. All right.
Here's what just to give our buddy Jack Carr a quick plug here, because The Terminalist is an amazing series on Amazon Prime.
Crushing right now.
And not only that, but a new book just came out, In the Blood. Terrific book.
Fantastic.
Send us all copies of that. Mm-hmm. here's a quote from the show. Somebody asked Chris Pratt's character, right, about how he's going to react to fucking, you know, when he runs into government officials who might be involved in some of this shit. He says it's a mistake to push a man to violence when violence is what he's dedicated his life to perfecting.
Yeah.
That's what you should have put on that job application, IRS, because there's thousands of us. And if you think that we're just going to sit around and let you come to our homes with guns and compel us to give you our money because you need to go fund wars in Ukraine, you're sadly fucking mistaken.
And again, the odd thing is, we chatted briefly about this yesterday, these guys are mostly unseen. They sit in an office somewhere, and obviously they're going to open up offices now all over the country, but they don't really come to your house.
Typically, they don't, but here's the new situation. It's cryptocurrency, right? So what I would recommend all of you do is take all of your money out of the bank, put it into a stable coin. A stable coin is set to maintain the exact same value as the U.S. dollar. Take it offline, put it onto a fucking hard drive, put it in a safe, and then stand in front of it with a gun. Because these cowards want to sit in their fucking cubicle and steal my shit digitally? Come do it like a fucking man, and then we'll see who wins.
Yeah. But do you think they will? I think they'll probably hit you digitally first before you
That's certainly, well, I mean, you can do it right now.
Yeah.
They don't have the assets to deal with that right now.
Okay. But does 87,000 do it is the question, because that's a lot of, we've been getting a lot of that DM-wise. Would 87,000 be more effective in that?
Well, this is interesting math. So if you remember correctly on the campaign trail and then afterwards, Biden said that nobody that makes under $400,000 a year would be affected by any of his tax shit. Well, we know that's not true, right? But let's say it is true, just for the sake of argument. There's 2.8 million people in America who make $400,000 a year or more, and not including the 40-some thousand IRS agents that already exist, you add these, let's just say only with the new 87,000, that means they only have to audit 32 people each per year to audit everybody.
In the United States?
Yes.
What was that number?
32 people a year.
I would say that I looked this up last night because I was actually interested in it. There are 1.4 million households with a net worth of 10 million or more.
There's 2.8 million people who make $400,000 or more. It's not about net worth. It's about how much your annual income is.
Because your net worth, like, let's face it, if you live in Texas, most houses are $1 million down here at this point. So you could factor that in, but I think it's what he's talking about is actual income.
Yeah.
Income made versus your net worth, because net worth takes into account everything that you got across the board.
Let's so if you include the IRS agents that already exist, that means just with the amount of people they're trying to bring on now, everybody that makes over $400,000 a year will get audited every single year.
Yeah,
that's what they want to do,
and that's what I assumed. Right. But I think 32 is low. Just based on how these things shake out and having gone through an audit, it stretches over months. And I'm like, what's this guy doing with the rest of his time? He could probably take on more people, which is probably what they're going to do.
Sure, they could. Well, I mean, so here's one thing. I believe it was the Washington Post that published this as well. People that make under $50,000 a year are five times more likely to get audited than people that make over $1 million a year.
You think this is on purpose from Bezos, by the way?
From Bezos. I don't think Bezos has anything to do with it.
Well, they bought the Washington Post, right? And the last week, there have been some Republican articles in there. And everybody's like, what the fuck, man? Is Washington Post going right? I was like, well, maybe they're fucking with Bezos' money at this point. He's fed up with it finally. Because aren't they putting a tax on, what is it, a 15% minimum out of all these corporations and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to affect him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, those guys were paying zero.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not opposed to corporations paying taxes.
Me neither.
Especially when they benefit the most from the infrastructure that those taxes pay for. Provided the taxes actually pay for infrastructure and not, you know,
correct,
insider trading and wars that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah. And I think that's the issue with all of this, is where this money is going. Is we're still giving money to Ukraine again?
Well, the best predictor of the future is the past, right? Where's the money gone so far?
Wars.
Not to us.
No.
It's not building fucking new roads, motherfucker. Sure, like, we are in a state of disrepair as a country because our infrastructure is so fucked up. A bridge just collapsed like 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
not too far away from here, and 65% of the bridges in America are in some state of disrepair.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't think about it when you're driving over the bridge, I guess. 70% of the money that has been allocated for Ukraine so far hasn't left the continental United States.
Great.
So, ching, ching, they just see dollar signs. Every time you're arguing about fucking genders and fucking Trump and all this other bullshit, all these cunt politicians in the military industrial complex and lobbyists just see dollar signs in your eyes
because
you're fucking stupid.
Well, you're also paying attention to all of this shit versus what's going on behind the scenes, which is just trying to suck more money out of you.
Yeah, it's just magician's patter. They want to fucking get you mad at what is in front of you so they can sneak up behind you and take your money out of your fucking wallet.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a good job of it this week. And if you're watching this show, hopefully you're watching it from a ghost bed. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 30% off everything, the entire store. The promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. That is the pillows, which are amazing. The mattresses, the sheets. I love the fucking sheets too. The sheets don't get enough credit, dude. I should probably talk about the
sheets more. They've got the like the underwear style elastic band around the entire fitted sheet.
Yeah, it's like Sean John's or Sheath or any of this stuff, like Under Armour. They're the best. I haven't seen those on sheets before.
No.
But fantastic.
Usually it's only in the corner.
Right.
But that doesn't work.
No,
especially because we have a topper. We have the ghost bed topper.
Yeah,
and it's real soft. I'm thinking about rolling it up and putting it in my suitcase. It's going to be me traveling with a pillow and a topper in a suitcase, and then all my other stuff in a separate suitcase. That's
right. Are we allowed to tell people what you're doing tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Going to your mom's house. I'm going to St. Louis to do Andy Frisella's show.
Yeah.
It's real a fuck, as fuck.
Real
which
AF.
I think we may sue him.
We don't own it in podcasts.
No, we don't
own it. We only own it in seltzer.
Well, we don't own real anyways. One of the things I've wanted to do is to start suing our friends to waste the government's time.
Sure. Sure. I'm sure Andy would appreciate
it. He would love that. Yeah. He likes trolling the government for sure.
That's dope. So are you going on his show?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And is he coming on Citizen or anything?
Yeah, we're probably going to record at his house tomorrow night.
Oh, dope. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. So yeah, go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. 40% off the bundle package, which is the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. It's got USB ports, flashlights, a very sleek remote control, all the fun stuff, and then 50% off the 3D Matrix mattress. They might have pulled it, check it, Bob, but they might have pulled that one down. The bottom of the page, when you scroll down, you'll see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. If you have decent credit, check that box, and you can walk out of there with a brand-new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Love the guys over at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Next up, the FBI is under attack. Man, I just talked about this right before you walked in the studio today. A potential threat at an FBI field office in Ohio today sent police on a chase after an unknown suspect who remains at large Thursday morning stormed in there and then left, apparently. Unconfirmed information shared internally among agents suggested that the suspect possibly brandished a nail gun and an AR-15-style rifle.
A nail gun.
Yep.
What was he going to do, fucking crucify somebody? You don't bring a nail gun to a fucking gunfight, brother. That's not a good formula for winning.
No Country for Old Men style, dude. Trying to do it.
Well, that's a pneumatic gun, though. I mean, I guess some of the nail guns, I think the good ones use powder now, but What do you? What is? What's the plan there? Just in case it turns into a melee fight, you don't want to use a knife, so you just bring a nail gun.
Yeah,
you got to be pretty close for that thing to be effective. That shit on Happy Gilmore, where he shot it across the room and hit his buddy in the face.
That's not.
I don't
real.
Think that's. No. Well, I mean, it's possible, but it's not a game plan.
No, no, you got to get real close to that.
Fuck's sake.
The reports come in addition to FBI Director Wray stating threats against the FBI and Merrick Garland have escalated recently, particularly since the FBI raided Trump's home. I'm not surprised by this. So they're saying it's unclear the suspect's status here. I actually have an update on it. I read it maybe, 2 minutes before we went on air. So they do have the guy. But he led him on a police chase down 71, if you're familiar with the Columbus area. And he was firing at the FBI. So there's a good shot he's going to be going away for a long time.
Yeah.
But they do have the guy. They got the suspect now.
If I had to guess, he probably looks something like me. Just in this scenario. Typically, I have a pretty good idea what mass shooters look like as well.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but I'm guessing he's a white dude with a beard, probably, right? Let's be real about that.
One would imagine. I'm not shocked by any of this. I think we all knew this was going to happen after all this shit has gone down against Trump.
Like, yeah, we have a general sense of malaise and nihilism in this country. It's what leads to gang violence. It's what leads to mass shootings. It's what leads to suicide. It's like, of course, anytime anything high profile like this happens, there's going to be some crazy assholes do some crazy asshole shit.
Yeah. Remember, how many years ago was that? The years all blend together after being in a coma. I'll be real with you.
Wait, Tyler Durden says he was driving a white Crown Victoria.
White Crown Vic?
Did it have 22 spinner rims on it? Because we might be talking about a different thing now.
Yeah, we might be, dude. Pull it up, Bob. We have a shot.
Yeah, do we have the name of the suspect or anything?
He's in a white Crown Vic? Let's go.
Is it
drinking Hennessy?
Is it the rapper J Rock from Trailer Park Boys?
I'm looking. I'm not seeing a name. I'll keep scrolling through Twitter.
Back in the day, like in the mid.
Well, if it's a white man, they're not going to post it.
The mid 2000s. Everybody on Fort Bragg, all these knuckleheads, and it wasn't a race thing. Black people, white people, Mexican people. They had these Crown Vicks that were wrapped to look like candy bars and Skittles and all this weird shit.
Really?
With giant stupid wheels on them. The Crown Vic thing is super interesting to me. I don't want to get off on a fucking tangent here, but why is it that so many people buy Crown, like used police car Crown Vics?
I don't understand. Because they're fast
and cheap. No,
There's the interceptor chip. I don't think is legal for regular folks. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I didn't think it was. Maybe it is.
The worst is when one is behind you and then you're driving slow for like a half hour all the way home because you think a cop is following you. Mm. And then it's just some piece of shit who's bought it and then painted over it with a paintbrush.
Apparently, these are called donks.
Who's calling them
like
donks?
Like four different people in the chat have said they're called donks. So,
donks? What does donk stand for?
That's a good question.
If you're in the chat, tell me what a donk stands for. Eternal, I got to know what a donk is.
Eternal Prepper
like
was in 504
like
PIR
it.
From 10 to 14. I'm sure you saw some of them. It's fucking dumb.
Like
a Snickers bar, and then I remember Skittles. Fuck.
Oh, the Skittles one I do know. Yes.
Somebody had like a 7-Up one on Fort Bragg. You probably have seen one.
Skittles one for sure. We saw it when we were there for, I think we were screening Range 15 or something like that. Mm.
Does anybody know if the interceptor chip is legal?
Do they take it out when they sell the cars?
I can't imagine.
You can buy them.
You could buy it, but I don't know that particular version of it is available.
It'd be great if it was.
But yeah, they were lifted a little bit. They had like fucking low profile, but giant, like 22 or 24 inch tires. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid.
Man, a nice Crown Vic.
So goddamn stupid. Anyways, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who this guy is. It's like
the only description is male suspect wearing a gray shirt and body armor.
A gray shirt and body armor. Okay.
Karate Tiger 3 says I look like a guy who owns an M&M's NASCAR jacket. I got it from smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I sent in the packs to Winston and they sent me in my fucking M&M jacket.
So Todd Welch in the chat here is saying, look up images of a donk. D-O-N-K.
I feel like if you look up donk, put donk and then car. Oh, no, it came right up.
Oh,
Jesus
shit.
Christ, because I...
Popping up on screen, let's see these things. I am new to this, and I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, dude. If this is what the guy was driving away in...
Is that a old Corvette?
Could you imagine you go to the FBI office and then jump in your car and run away in this?
Is this a Crown Vic or a Grand Marquis or something? What is this?
This is...
That looks like...
Yeah, I think it's a Grand Marquis. Yeah, no, not like, a Grand Marquis because not Mercury.
No, it's Ford. It looks like a Grand. It looks like a Crown Vic.
It's a Chevy.
Holy shit!
Oh, that's so good, dude.
Oh, it's a Chevy. That's an Impala, then probably.
That's good.
Right? Yeah, or whatever.
So good.
The four door version that is. Put that yellow one back up there, please, because I'm. That's like a 93 Corvette or something.
Yes,
give or take.
Okay,
like the early 90s.
Bill Schofield saying enthusiasts agree that a donk traditionally is a fifth generation. Chevy Impala. Mm. They were given this name because the Impala logo was referred to as donkey by owners, or donk for short.
This is more important than anything going on at the FBI or IRS, for sure.
I agree, dude. We need to have a donk convention.
I actually don't even care that we're losing all of our money and liberty anymore.
No,
I only care about this.
I just care about the donks,
they've
dude.
Won. They've distracted me.
Yeah, let's see this donk, dude. Oh, it's Yoo-hoo.
There was a Yoo-hoo Impala on Fort Bragg as well. This is what happens when you give 22-year-olds any money. You can't. Like, it's important to keep people poor until they're, like, 30.
Oh,
otherwise,
fuck.
Shit like this happens.
Do we have to get a Hard AF Seltzer donk, dude? Is that a Walmart one?
I actually think we should.
That would be great.
Yeah, we need a Hard AF donk.
Yeah.
We were thinking about getting one of those Jeep Gladiators, the trucks.
Yeah.
But instead, we should definitely
get a donk, dude. The only problem is you got to deliver it. Look at that one. Pop that up there. That looks like those old bicycles.
I guarantee you between Jared and Jim York. Actually, I'm going to be hanging out with all the Rally Ready guys this weekend. I'm going to ask them. I bet Texas Dave can do it. Because remember, he has the Crown Driftoria. It's a Crown Vic that he turned into a drift car.
Yeah.
So maybe he can do it for us.
Ask him what it'll charge to wrap that truck out there for the Hard AF. I'm down. This donk shit is hilarious. I'm definitely going to do more research on it. My God, man, that's really fucking funny. I can't stop staring at all these pictures because on my monitor, I get to see all the fun stuff there.
Bomb. Bill Schofield saying that we're all going to get audited because all of our cars are going to be donks by this time next year.
Probably
correct.
Probably. You think they're just going after people with donks?
If you're looking for somebody that's evading their taxes and you see that, probably not a bad clue, right?
Yeah,
right.
Honestly, like whoever has this car doesn't deserve any of the money in their bank account.
Nor are they paying taxes. I just want to be clear about both of those things.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
This is a perfect segue in our next sponsor, by the way, because this is awesome. This is an all-timer, kids. We've made it. We've absolutely made it. With all the bad news about prices these days, it's nice to know that Adam and Eve is still offering you the best deals. Let's go. Can you pull up the Adam and Eve site? Are we allowed to even show that on YouTube?
I don't know if it's SFW.
Okay.
But
at Adam and Eve, you're going to get 50% off plus free shipping. I don't think we've ever had a deal that high on the show before.
For all of your dildo needs.
All of it. Vibrators. Yeah. All the things. Where did homegirl go? Shit, this would be great to pop her in for this one right now, you know?
Now,
to get her take on it.
I'm interested in the Miko Realistic Love Doll.
Oh, actually, we'll bring her on for Drinking Bro of the Week at the end of the show. We'll ask her.
We purchased one of these back in the day.
What is this?
It's a sex doll.
Okay, we definitely can't show that.
No, that's a full-on hairy vagina.
Yeah, and I don't know why you're moving it like that with a cursor. That makes zero sense to me, Bob.
I'm just kind of working the top.
Yeah, that's why I need to come in studio. You get to actually see that. Jesus Christ. 50% off. Just use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. You'll get 50% off at Adam and Eve and free shipping. Doesn't matter what you choose. It'll all be packaged and sent discreetly for free. Not only will you save money on gas, movies, and date night dinners out, but this is the item that will continue to save you money.
So I guess what Adam and Eve is saying in this ad copy is that if your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend wants to leave the house to go eat or see a movie or anything else, you just whip out one of their toys. And
you're good to go.
You solve that problem right then and there. Like, oh, you're hungry? Hungry for this. And that's it. It's a good strategy.
Bob, this one you can put up on screen, right? It's a foot?
Yeah, this is from Miko. These are her feet.
Oh,
this is Miko Realistic Love Doll.
Those do look like real feet.
That looks a lot better. So the sex doll that we bought a couple years ago, the feet were all fucking weird.
Yeah, the feet were jacked.
Like, I don't care about feet one way or another, but it really creeped me out.
If you have a foot fetish, though, that's a nice one. There you go.
A nice situation.
Yeah. That's a nice sitch there.
And go to Only Feet.
Bob, you keep scrolling over it over and over again. Show the audience one more time those feet.
I mean, look, I'm just trying to...
Yeah. No, I understand it.
There's nothing illegal about feet.
No, nothing at all.
No.
Although... Would you be more embarrassed? Let's say so. Homegirl that's in the studio today is wearing a low cut shirt. Would you be more embarrassed to get caught staring at her feet or her titties?
Well, we'll ask her. It's your tits, like, though, right?
No, I mean, I'm asking from your perspective. Like, let's say Jesse caught you staring at her feet or her titties. Which one would cause more problems?
Titties. Titties would cause more problems.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like if you get caught staring at some girl's feet. Not only are you staring at another girl, and then it's like, what the fuck are you staring at her feet for, asshole?
Well, that's an easy excuse,
that's
right?
That's like a double. That's a double.
Yeah, because like take yours. You've got a tattoo on your foot right now. So you could spin and be like, oh, she had a tattoo. I'm looking at that or whatever. When you're staring at somebody's tits, there's no way out of that unless it's a crazy t-shirt they're wearing where it's like Jesus, you know, smoking a hookah with all of his disciples.
Yeah.
Like, then, all right, fine. But yeah, the tits is a hard way out. But this one's fun. What else is that Adam and Eve there, Bob? Yeah,
this is just a pump that comes with Miko.
Oh, it is? Okay, put the pump on the screen. Is that by foot?
Yeah, so it's kind of like you get a pump and Miko.
That's nice. So you can pump her up.
Or your bat. Like, we've got a basketball here in the studio, and it needs a little air in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now if blonde is more your speed, Hannah Harper is also here. Don't put this on.
Yeah, sure. We can't put that. Is that her name? They named the doll Hannah Harper?
Yeah, Hannah Harper.
Wait, are these porn star names and this is a doll of them, or is this like this random
just
bullshit?
Random names?
Miko doesn't have a last name, but Hannah Harper does.
Is Miko Asian? That's just a guess there.
It's a mononym.
All right.
So
it's all fun. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item, use the promo code DRINKINBROS, DRINKINBROS. It's an exclusive offer for you guys, specific to our podcast and show. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS, and you get 50% off and also 100% free shipping
with
promo code DRINKINBROS at adamandeve.com right now. That's incredible, by the way.
And you also get to do this shopping from your home. I don't know if you guys have been into a sex shop before, but it's never the person working there that you wanted to be.
Nope.
It's always some fat dummy who's got way too many questions and an odor about them.
And a ton of piercings where it's like, you're going to fucking judge me when you've got 18 piercings in your face? Like, do it from the privacy of your own home. Plus, you get to pull it up and pick it out with your loved one, man or woman. No judgment here.
Yeah, what I recommend is you come up with a list of toys. And then you do this thing where each one of you gets to cancel one out, one after another. Like, all right, you pick one to cancel it, you pick one to cancel it, and then you have whatever you're left with.
Right.
And it's probably going to be this double-sided dildo.
We can't put that on screen.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't do that.
But I would recommend buying it.
That's a long one,
because you're going to get 50% off and free shipping.
Sure. AdamandEve.com, promo code DRINKINBROS, 50% off. That is a huge dildo, though.
It's 13 inches. God. It's a bit of a cat-dog situation. But
yeah, it's a cat-dog, but it's, look, it's 13 inches 13 total. Inches. It's 6.5 per
side. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
that normal.
Big. Yeah. Now, don't be a hog about it.
Yeah, don't be a dick hog.
Yeah. don't try to sneak a seventh.
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
I was just going
to
say it.
Ass to ass.
Yeah. It's the worst scene. It's one of the worst scenes in movie history. I have two scenes that have haunted my dreams for years. That is one of them. And it's a onesie, twosie, three. There's three scenes. That's in my top three. The killing scene in Bone Tomahawk is the most graphic, brutal murder ever that I've seen on movie.
I still haven't seen it.
On a movie screen. Oh, my God, dude.
You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, you're gonna see some dick and balls.
Why, I like that.
It's not often you see it, though, during a murder.
Yeah, depends on the murder, right?
it's a bit central to the murder.
If it's Jeffrey Dahmer, he was carving up dicks and balls all over the place.
Yeah. True. And then there was a movie with Brittany Murphy and Mickey Rourke. Jason Schwartzman was in it as well, and it's a Spun was the name of it. This prostitute, they had duct taped her arms and legs to the bed and put a blindfold over her buck naked, and they had heavy metal music blaring for 3 days, he forgot he left her in there for 3 days and then came back and he was like, oh shit, I forgot my keys. And she's like, please get me, let me out of here. What? He was like, yeah, yeah, just give me a moment. But he was so fucked up on drugs, he left the house again. Mm. Seeing him leave that house, knowing that she was stuck there, I was just like, oh, God damn it, dude.
Hey, you know who was in it?
Who?
Our friend Josh Peck.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he played Fat Boy.
We just chatted with him the other day, dude. He might be back on the show soon. I'll ask him about it. That movie, fuck, dude. That haunted my shit. That scene. Next up, Beto. O'Rourke is unhinged. Texas Democrat candidate for governor Robert O'Rourke unleashed a profanity on someone who apparently laughed while he criticized gun ownership laws after the Uvalde mass shooting. O'Rourke, who was a former U.S. congressman, he was running, right? I don't think he won.
No. He was a elected U.S. congressman.
Yeah, and then he was running for Senate after that?
Yeah, he was. I don't know what district it is, but it's El Paso.
Gotcha.
He was the congressman.
Gotcha. So he was at a town hall in Mineral Wells, Texas on Wednesday, and he was talking to this crowd. So I actually watched this clip earlier, and I was chatting about it. He was talking about Uvalde and doing something about the mass shootings at schools, mm-hmm. and somebody was laughing during the middle of it, and he turned around and called this guy a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, so here's the statement that he made prior, because I think it's important. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I said this earlier in RPR. I don't know if the statement he was making earlier was true at all. It was about AR-15s. You can correct me on this because you were in the military, but he was talking about military use of AR-15s are used to shoot through someone's helmet at 500 yards away. Is that true?
No, sir. It's okay. Not. That's why the guy was laughing.
Got it.
And he wasn't laughing. He kind of like quietly snickered to himself.
All right. Okay. I heard it and I watched the video. Now, for me, what I had said earlier was Beto was such a pussy that it was clearly in the moment. He called this guy a motherfucker. Mm. And it's been trending all day. It's number one on Twitter right now. And so somebody had asked me, a listener asked me, they were like, hey, dude, why do you quote Twitter so much? I was like, it's the fastest cycle of news. Mm. It's a fucking hellhole and you know, good luck navigating it. But it is the fastest cycle for news. Me personally on this one, I hate this motherfucker more than life itself. Him saying that to somebody else during the middle of his shit, I didn't really have that much of a problem with it. There was no kids in the room. You know, now his statements are completely fucking ridiculous, obviously. Mm-hmm. But him calling somebody a motherfucker during the middle of a speech for it, I don't really have a fucking issue with it. The problem, though, that I do have an issue with is you get these fucking viral clips that go like this. The more and more press he's gaining, and I don't know what wheelchair can do besides enter the X Games or something like that to try to gain some press like this, because typically governors don't get this kind of press.
Beto O'Rourke has no chance of becoming governor of Texas.
The poll said it's a plus or minus five, and that's within the margin of error.
I don't think he's going to win, but I think it's going to.
I think
it's going to be a single digit loss.
He did get.
Well, yeah, it'll be single digit.
All but of it's them never are. Single. It hasn't been single digit in like 25 years
for governor.
Yes.
And now for Senate, he almost correct took, me if I'm wrong.
It was 3 points.
Yeah, it was about 2 points or 3 points behind Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Ted Cruz, wildly unpopular.
I don't know, yes, man.
He is wildly
in Texas.
Unpopular.
I'm not from Texas. So.
I can tell you, like, just talking like my in-laws are like Texas Republicans, blah blah blah, and it's always the same thing. It's hilarious. Like, we don't like Ted Cruz, but they don't fucking vote in primaries, so they go out to the main poll, and it's, you know, Beto, whoever the fuck, running against Ted Cruz. Yeah. They're like, ain't fucking Ted Cruz,
right?
Yeah. But they don't fucking like him,
right? Gotcha.
Yeah. So what he said was hundreds of rounds of ammunition that can take and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields of Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead. Now, that's fucking stupid. Have you ever seen a 5.56 round?
Yeah.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Even a steel core round isn't going through some dude's fucking Kevlar at 500 feet. That's like 170 meters. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, clearly he has no idea what any of these weapons. Most of the people talking about this shit don't know what any of these weapons do.
That's the reason the guy was making fun of him. It wasn't because of dead kids. But that's how he'll try to fucking campaign on this and say, you know, fucking Republicans don't give a shit about your kids. Although, you know, you could have spent the money for these 87,000 new IRS agents on 87,000 school resource officers and put armed officers in every classroom in America.
I agree.
But stealing your fucking money is more important.
Yeah, dude. And that's the biggest problem I have with all that bullshit is like the money's not going to the right places. We don't need more IRS. What you said, yeah, we need more people at schools. And I'd be fine with that. I think everybody in America would be fine with that. I don't know anybody who wants 87,000 IRS agents. Not one.
Well, I know a bunch of people. There's 500 of them in Congress.
Well, besides those guys, yeah, obviously.
They want it. 538, I believe, of those motherfuckers, give or take.
Can you audit anybody in Congress while they're serving?
I think you should. I think they should be audited every single year.
Right.
But, you know, Nancy Pelosi is too busy trying to start a war with fucking China, who she also says is one of the freest countries in the world.
Wow. So I wanted to ask you about that. We'll do it after the next. Yeah,
it's like a fucking clown show, man. I think there should be, instead of criminalizing all the criminal shit, or I'm sorry, arresting people for all the criminal shit they do in Congress, they should be forced to wear, like, if you reach a certain threshold of bullshit, you should be forced to dress like a clown in public all the time.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a lot better.
I felt a lot of shame that day when I lost that bet to Delco, and I had to paint myself as a clown. And it was one of our favorite porn stars was on the show that day, and she to this day has no idea what I look like because I was in that.
I don't know if I'm really high, but I just had a great idea.
God,
oh boy. What if we all of us become IRS agents?
That'd be terrible. I wouldn't want to do that. I'll clown up though. I'd rather become a clown first.
None of you qualify. For any of this, none of you could get a top secret security clearance. Guaranteed.
Is the IRS though? Is that, do they get security clearances? Mm-hmm. Oh wow, then we're all fucked.
Especially for an 1811 position, you get a top secret clearance.
Great.
I think there may be some secret clearances for that. If you, I don't know. It depends on the agency, maybe.
If I'm a Republican, I would run on that we're going to abolish that, the IRS.
Yeah, I would run on abolishing everything.
Yeah.
That maybe we should make that T-shirt. Abolish everything.
We're getting pretty goddamn close to it, right, at this point. Mm-hmm. Next up, sponsor-wise, we got BubsNaturals.com. Stop going to GNC. Start going to BubsNaturals.com.
You got to get the MCT oil powder. I'm telling you, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. If you're taking any kind of supplements, including fucking protein, including greens and reds like vegetables and shit like that, or magnesium or whatever you need to get into your body, and you're not taking it with MCT, it's not getting into your bloodstream. Yep. You're wasting your fucking time and money. You have to take this stuff.
It's great. I've been taking it for months. The collagen protein is amazing. They've also got these apple vinegar gummies. You should have two of those every single morning, which I do. These are products that typically you would roll down to a GNC for or get them off of Amazon, but you don't know the fucking brands. These guys are the very best in the business, and they're also a veteran-owned company. The company is called Bubs Naturals because it was named after Glenn Bub Doherty, Navy SEAL, who lost his life in Benghazi. So this is his buddy's company, and they're doing it in his honor. 10% of all the proceeds go to Glenn's charity, the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. On Veterans Day, 100% of the proceeds go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. These are things you already probably use. Start getting them from BubsNaturals.com and use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off at BubsNaturals.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS gets you 20% off. Next up is Whole Food. The Whole Foods CEO is based? Huh? Whole Foods founder and CEO John Mackey complained that socialists are taking over the U.S., in a Thursday podcast appearance with Reason Magazine. I don't know that publication. Mackey has
it's a libertarian publication.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Our okay. buddy Nick Gillespie is the editor-in-chief there.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. Mackey has a history of criticizing socialist policies and has adopted the term conscious capitalism to describe his preferred approach to economics. My concern is, this is his quote, by the way, my concern is that I feel like socialists are taking over. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking over education. It looks like they're taking over a lot of the corporations, and it also looks like they've taken over the military, and it's just continuing. He also says, you know, I'm a capitalist at heart, and I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my main twin values, and I feel like, you know, with the way freedom of speech is today, the movements on gun control, a lot of the liberties that I've taken for granted most of my life, I think are under threat. Wow. I did not hear this.
Yeah, that's
CEO of Whole Foods.
He's been at it for a while, though.
The exact opposite demo is your Whole Foods demo.
Maybe, right? I don't think that these people are actually socialists. I think they've been presented an idea of socialism that is not real.
I think they're hippertarians. Mm. They're hippie libertarians.
Yeah.
Like, it's that type of situation.
Most of these people just want to be left alone. So he was actually in a debate with Nobel laureate Milton Friedman, economist and former Cypress Semiconductor CEO TJ Rogers. This is back in 2005. He says, from an investor's perspective, the purpose of business is to maximize profits, but that's not the purpose for other stakeholders, for customers, employees, suppliers, and the community. Each of these groups will define the purpose of the business in terms of its own needs and desires, and each perspective is valid and legitimate. What he's describing is the social contract there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we expect from our contribution as citizens of a country or workers at a company or distributors or being a middleman in some capacity or being the final guy or even being the investor, everybody needs to be on board with what the fucking goal is and everybody's needs need to be met. It's he's the only billionaire I've ever heard use language like this, to be honest, in a non-ironic way.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. So he retires this year from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And then he says he's going to become more political or more outspoken about his political beliefs, which is interesting. I think he's trying to set the stage for to run for office somewhere, probably.
Mm. That's what Howard Schultz did, remember? Mm.
Well, Howard Schultz, left. He did it to write a book.
Right.
He was never going to actually win.
Wow. Or, he sure pretended like it, didn't he?
Kind of. I don't know. I never buy it.
He went on every fucking news outlet and was like, yeah, I'm passionate about this and whatever. As soon as the book came out, he's like, well, I'm withdrawing, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's wild, man. I didn't hear the story whatsoever. Good for him. I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
Not wrong at all. Surprising.
Don't be surprised to see him in the 2024 Republican primaries for president.
Really?
Also, don't be surprised to see that dude from Miami, the mayor of Miami.
Okay.
Like, he's trying to pivot into that as well.
The crypto thing's going to hurt that guy. What's Bob? Pull up Mackey. How old is he and what's his stats here? Just out of curiosity.
6'1".
Yeah, 220. 40, what's that hog look like?
His 40 time he's 5'3".
He's 5'3"?
No, I'm
that's not going to do it.
He's 68. Native of Houston, Texas.
All right.
Well, that answers that.
There you go.
This dude's probably got a fucking weapons arsenal in his house.
Oh, is that a picture of him?
Yeah.
Does he have red hair at 68 years old?
A 70-year-old dude that's fucking from Houston.
I don't trust it.
And has...
Put this guy up on screen. So everybody watching on YouTube right now, put him up on screen. That guy's not going to win the presidency. Come on, man. You can't look like that and run for president. That's very clownish.
Well, I mean, very clownish. You can fucking have weird, wispy, blonde hair and an orange face and win.
Yeah, that's true.
And be like bent over at the waist all the time. The physics of Donald Trump is something that I want to look into.
Yeah.
How his hair stays like that, how he stays upright when he's leaned forward all the time. There's something going on.
Well, I believe it's age.
The hair we know is a cotton candy machine.
Yeah.
Jack Donaghy cleared that up years ago.
Yeah. But I think he may be 3 8-year-olds in a suit.
On top of each other?
Yeah, like two for the fucking legs and then one for the upper part.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure that that's even a real person.
By the way, I saw Barron Trump dunked over Chet Holmgren the other day. So,
like, actually,
yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Dude, I mean, he has a Chet Holmgren body.
He's already 6'7".
I think. He's thicker than Chet Holmgren already as well.
Yeah, really? He's got more weight on him. Yeah, like, pull up a picture of Barron Trump. It'll alter your mind.
Chet Holmgren is he looks like a long baby.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, he has no muscle on his entire body.
Yeah, I just saw a recent picture of Barron the other day, and I was like, holy shit, dude, he's enormous.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a recent one. There's like the one from the White House where he's like towering over his fucking parents, but I'm trying to find
it. It was a recent one, and somebody in the article stated he was about 6'7 already, and I think he's only like 14 maybe.
Yeah, here's I guess here he is at the Ivana's funeral. This is like a month ago.
Is that rain?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Sweet.
Finally, Texas got some rain. Holy shit.
Don't have to water the fucking lawn today.
Bring out the Native Americans. I mean, holy shit. Everybody's been asking for rain here.
Sure, my flight will be on time.
We needed it.
Shut up.
We did.
I don't need shit.
It stopped after about 30 seconds. Did you notice that? They were like, oh, that's good. You're fine. Just a little tee-tee-doo. You're good to go. Yeah, but Barron's towering over him, people. So, fuck, man. Who knows? Who knows, man?
Yeah, he's averaging like 18 points a game in the G League.
Right? Yeah, he's already in the G League. He's down there.
He definitely looks like the type of guy with a real stiff but reliable jump shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look good, but it's like
Vlade Divac.
Yeah.
From 18 feet, he's pretty good.
And he'll bank it in from 18.
Yeah.
Next up is the U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and her comments on China. Slip of the tongue, old Nance said, China is one of the freest societies in the world, which raised some eyebrows. She made the comments on NBC's Today show a week after returning from her trip to Taiwan.
Was it a slip of the tongue or did she just say it out loud?
She said it out loud.
Yeah. So it wasn't a slip of the tongue means that you didn't mean to say it. She said it and meant it.
Yeah. If you can pull it up on Twitter, Bob, we can actually play the clip. I mean, it was loud and clear. It wasn't like it was a hot mic situation.
Now, I support this, what she's saying, if what she meant to do was actually call Taiwan China, and then all of China belongs to Taiwan. So China is Taiwan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She called him one of the freest societies in the world. Then she added, don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House. What the fuck is Freedom House?
I don't care, because China has 1,400 active Uyghur Muslim concentration camps. So we don't need to have any further debate about this.
I mean, they wanted to kill her. And now, is this her just trying to make up for what went on? Like, I don't really get it. Pop it up on screen, Bob. Let's play the comments there. There we go.
Still support the One China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There was nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk a little bit.
Courageous people. And it's just, I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial interest who would like to diminish the relationship.
Oh, boy. So we're going to blame
We're going to blame
American businesses now for China, for this idea that China's not free. That's where we are. What a stupid cunt.
You know, the funny thing is, too, that's Savannah Guthrie, who was doing that interview. As soon as it came out of her mouth that China is one of the freest societies,
she immediately tried to cut her off and switch course
of like, oh, boy, she's 81. She's going rogue. She shouldn't be saying any of that shit.
She didn't go rogue, though. The fucking Biden administration told her to say that. Like, there's no way she just went out. Why would she even be talking about this in the first place?
That's what I
think. Biden administration took her out to the woodshed and said, hey, stop talking bad about my boys over there because Hunter's got business to do.
Business, dude. Yeah. He's got business to do. Next up is the Drinking Bros store. D'Anthony, you got the new t-shirt on, dude. I like it.
It's a mug.
I like it. I got the mug hat on. Flex fits. We got a ton of stuff in the store. You know, the weird thing was we had this Abolish the FBI shirt. Go back to the homepage, Bob, real quick. We had made this months ago before this actually went down. And those shirts are selling like gangbusters now. We had made this, I don't know, how long ago?
I don't know.
A month and a half, 2 months ago?
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. But you can get all of that on there now. We've got
a lot of Abolish the FBI stuff. We've got Make America Free Again stuff. We've got my phrase won the contest. She's a 10 but has pronouns in her bio.
Yeah.
Because a person that has pronouns in their bio is not someone you should take seriously.
Ever.
If somebody's talking and you notice that, you should immediately walk away.
Yep.
Mid-sentence. Don't even wait for them to finish. Nah, just turn around and walk the fuck out. Away.
I think Delco's was the best, personally.
Which
that
one was
gotten
his?
My vote.
What do you have?
She's a 10, but she loves me.
Her judgment clearly can't be trusted. So,
I know.
But we've got Abolish the ATF, Defund, and Abolish the FBI. We've got Smoking Bros, if you're going to pull that one up.
Oh, we got Smoking Bros in there?
Yeah, this is a new one.
Let's see this one.
That Jay made.
That's dope. I know we just signed on with a bong company. I can't wait to get those in the mail next week.
Yeah.
That's sweet. We really stepped up our game.
It's down
here.
On the end of page one.
You're welcome, Mom and Dad. Go. We had Adam and Eve today. We've got a bong company signing on.
Yeah, throw that one up on the screen. This is Smoking Bros. In case
dope,
you don't drink, you're just a piece of shit in other ways, this is a good way to represent.
God damn, that's great. Let's go, dude. Go to drinkingbros.com. Just click on the store. That really helps us, dude, because that all comes to us. Same with the hardafseltzer.com. Order the seltzer. Really, really helps the show for real, man. And we appreciate all your support. Plus, you're kind of promoting the show by wearing out the t-shirts. We appreciate it. Next up, we got some monkeypox updates. This is your stupid shit of the week update, actually, if you needed one. Primates have been poisoned and physically attacked in Brazil over fears that they are linked to the monkeypox outbreak. There's no way this one is real.
Yeah, this is like...
Is this real?
It's like it's like people attacking random Chinese, or not even Chinese, but just random Asian people during COVID because they thought, well, fucking, like, this is lowest common denominator stuff right here.
Oh, boy.
The WHO, who nobody trusts anymore anyways, but they were forced to issue a statement that the outbreaks were happening because of person-to-person contact, which is true.
Yeah.
it kind of reminds me of that mass shooting at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It was like 2005, maybe. I don't remember when it was. Or maybe it was, I think it was like 2005.
Yeah, I remember it.
It's like the average American hillbilly can't figure out the difference between a Muslim and a Sikh. It's the headgear. That's how you can tell. If it looks like Aladdin, he's good to go.
Leave him
alone.
Yep.
Not that you should be attacking anybody anyways, but so if you're at home right now, and you're thinking about conducting a raid on the local zoo this weekend, you know, take a beat, finish smoking your crystal meth out of a light bulb, and just stay home.
Just stay home.
Stay home this weekend. Like, just wait for the rest of your teeth to fall out. Your sister's pregnant, and it's yours, so you got to calm down, dude.
Just calm down. There's no reason to be shooting monkeys at your local zoo.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a drive-by on the zoo. Break yourself, monkey. Pow, pow.
You get a couple of them off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he's in a cage.
You've
so
got one on screen there. What was that, Bob?
This is the type of monkey they were killing.
Oh, shoot. Put it up.
Those are, they're kind of annoying. They're thieving little bastards, aren't
they? Yeah, I mean, I can understand just murking one just to do it, but not because of monkeypox.
I understand. I mean, this happened in Brazil, not India, but in India, those monkeys.
They're aggressive.
They kill babies. Yeah. They kill puppies. Like, they're fucked up.
There was one, I think you talked about it on a show not too long ago, about them, one of these monkeys grabbing a fucking puppy and taking it up to the top of a building and throwing it off the building.
Yeah.
So the monkey gang was in a fight with a dog gang. This is all real.
One of ours to the hospital, we send one of yours to the morgue,
then
motherfucker.
They fucking did. Like, they just ran. And the dogs can't do anything. They're fucking dogs. So they're just, like, looking up while the monkeys are just going, I guess, literally bananas and throwing puppies off of the fucking roof.
Do we have footage of that?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, that would be rough to watch.
Yeah, it would.
I wouldn't be into it. I'd put the phone down just try to catch puppies.
We have a show about child fights on Patreon right now. I mean, we're not above this.
If you want to spring for some tickets to Mumbai, I will wander the streets until I find a monkey versus dog fight.
I've heard India sucks.
I'm sure it does.
I heard it just stinks and it's hot, dude.
Sicario monkey. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Sicario monkey, yeah.
You think this has anything to do with that? There's a lot of cartel activity in Brazil as well.
Yeah.
But it's Colombian cartel, not Mexican cartel.
Sicario monkey never really took off.
Didn't.
No, Harambe, that's because the monkey knew the rules, man. He was wearing a plate carrier. He knew the rules.
He knew
it was dangerous. So, I mean, look, it sucks, but I'm not going to. It's
the
not Harambe.
Was just pure back then.
It sure was.
It was just organically things just happened. And, you know, Sicario monkey you try to force it.
Sicario monkey happens like 20 minutes later. There's like, you know, Dairy Queen's tweeting about it. It just doesn't. Yeah, it's not good anymore.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
No, it's not going to happen. That is a fucking. So the reason why I don't pre-read these, I want to know if they're real or fake. This is real.
Yeah,
shit. Real.
Yeah.
This is. But what I was going to say was this is how, true story, the Black Death started in Europe.
Really?
People were like, you know what causes witches?
Cats. They kill all the cats, and then rats spread the plague everywhere.
There was nothing to kill the rats in the cities anymore.
Have you guys done that on Softcore History?
I think we've mentioned it. We haven't done it. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in like passing. Yeah.
La Plaga.
Do it for Halloween this year.
Spooky season.
Yeah. Do a spooky fucking show on Softcore History.
I mean, we do every October.
Oh, you do?
We do four shows every October.
Spooky month.
Yeah, spooky month.
I'm tired of this conversation.
Wow. Spooky month is never tiring. I like it a lot. Next up, Elon Musk and X Reddit.com. Billionaire Elon Musk is toying with the idea of launching his own social media network. Once again, after rustling some feathers over at Twitter, the world's richest man sent shockwaves through the platform by suggesting a site called X.com. And this could be in the cards, is what he's saying. It comes as Musk, 51, faces a fiery legal battle against Twitter for dramatically pulling out of a $44 billion buyout. The SpaceX and Tesla founder simply responded, X.com. When asked by another user whether he would consider launching his own social media network if he's not forced to go ahead with the Twitter deal. At the moment, the website displays nothing but a single X. Does he own this site?
I don't know. But even
this looks like his aesthetic.
Pull it up on screen.
Well, it's nothing.
No, there's an X in the top
left corner. It's a blank screen with an X in the top left corner. That's it.
Where's the X?
My top left corner.
Tripping balls here? Oh, all right. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny. I like it. There's been some speculation, though, however, that he's going to have to pay for this Twitter thing. So the tease came out. It was revealed that Musk had sold 7.92 million Tesla shares worth close to $7 billion in case he is forced to do it. I don't know how they could unless they did give him the material and then and it wasn't, you know, more than 5% were bots. I just find it hard to believe that there aren't like 80% of bots on Twitter.
I think it would be really funny if he just went through with the purchase and then shut it down.
Oh, of Twitter?
Yeah.
That would be the best move of all time.
Like if you had, it's $45 billion, right, to buy the thing? Or was it 54?
44.
Yeah. So he's got what, 200 some billion dollars?
Yes.
If you had $200 and somebody asked you for 44, you probably wouldn't be able to give it to him. If you had 200 million and they asked you for 44 million, probably still wouldn't give it to him.
Right.
But if you have 200 billion and they ask you for 44 billion, that's not even that much money at that point. Like you can't ever spend that amount anyways, unless you go buy another fucking tech site somewhere.
Yeah.
Why not buy it? Shut that shit down. Not that would be so goddamn funny. It would be the funniest thing ever.
Every writer would pee their pants.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking media so or whatever.
Funny. It would be so funny. If he really wants to, and I think he does a lot of trolling, generally speaking, and not just on Twitter or in the media, but in business, I think he trolls a lot as well. That would be, I would be a fan of his if he did that.
Same. Because what you could get out of it financially is the data, at least. So he could use it for Tesla and all the other shit if he wanted to, and then just shut the whole fucking site down. That would be the greatest move of all time, and I would completely support it.
Or just ban all the major media organizations from it.
Be great.
Right.
Or make them all pay.
Just turn it into turn it into like 4chan.
Yeah, it's the opposite of verification. Yeah. You have to verify that you don't work for CNN or Fox or Vox or whatever the fuck.
Vice.
Vice. Like you have to prove that you're just a person.
Yeah.
Like a civilian, I guess.
Like a normal human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is something he's pitched, but I think I'm with Dan. I think shutting that whole fucking thing down would be the greatest of all time.
Kill it.
That's a walk-off moment in the history of United States where you're just like, oh shit, remember that guy who spent $44 billion
or just like when you go to twitter.com, there's just a fucking black X in the top left corner. God damn, dude, that would be so good.
Make it Meatspin. Just have it redirect to Meatspin.
What's Meatspin?
You don't remember Meatspin?
I don't remember Meatspin.
He's gonna pull it up for you.
Sure. Is it actual meat?
No. Come on.
Cox! Are we talking about Cox?
Yeah, I'll put it full screen
for
you.
Great.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We obviously can't show this, right? Mm. But just for you. Perfect. Not for me. I appreciate it.
What?
Do they pull it? Yeah. Is your beloved meats?
It's a Java situation, but I think I have
a workaround, Bob?
I don't know what to do. Giorgio, you tell me.
Well, there's definitely titty. You're definitely getting a virus on our company computer.
Yeah, I got to knock that out of the way. Is that full screen for the audience?
Just click on images.
Just for me.
Oh, okay, so we're going to naughtyasshole.com, and this should get us...
There we go.
Meatspin.
This is Meatspin.
All right.
What's with the ads? Boy. Can we get rid of the ads?
A lot of ads, though. What the fuck?
Well, it's because of the fucking website from Bangladesh. God damn it.
Oh, boy. Fuck you for showing this to us right now. We can skip it
in 2 seconds. This isn't even the fucking thing.
No. Damn it all, dude.
That's not as bad as Goatsy.
Oh, no, this is me.
This is just two dudes banging. Dude. At least he's wearing a condom.
I don't want to be here today.
That's a female's hips.
I don't want to. This is not what I signed up for today. Not at all.
That is not Sarah, a female's hips because females don't have dicks.
My God, dude. It always just gets so fucking dark, doesn't
it? I think we
it?
Just got to keep it on there.
No. We're going to have a lady up on the show for Drinking Bro of the Week. We can't do that.
She's been around here. She knows how it is.
There's a lady on the screen.
Are you fine with this? It's not. That is not a lady. It is not a lady. And I'm forced to stare at this. Oh, fuck. We ended this super dark today. Super dark. Come up on stage here for Drinking Bro at of the Week. You're a lady, and the audience will enjoy staring at you, I have a feeling. So we're good to go. Definitely get this off of the screen here while she's here.
Nah.
Boy.
This is who'd we talk to about this the other day where they need the concentration where you're making them not think of giant cock or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, go ahead and sit there and then put the mic about an inch from your mouth. Very similar to this image that's on Meat Spin right now.
Can I just... No?
Yeah, go ahead. There it is.
Oh, this is...
Shit, dude. I can't.
It's in the Pete Rose jersey reflection.
Oh, you can see it?
Yeah.
Take it down then. No, if we get ripped for this shit. YouTube is going well now. None of this either. Get out of all of this.
To be fair, the third one was our advertiser.
This is apps. No.
Yeah. Go back to the big screen so we can see what we're... There we go. Thank God, dude. Put the single on her, for Christ's sakes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. We got a Drinking Bro ad of the week. Yeah. Bring it about an inch from your face. There you go.
Sorry.
What's your name? Your full name for the audience.
My name is Megan Brossman.
Yes. I know who you are, obviously. You're big in the Austin group. You're big in the community here. You had a post the other day about a bunch of dudes asking to see your tits all the time.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Whoa. Clear it.
It happens a lot, but then I just decided I wanted to get paid for it, so.
Did you do an OnlyFans sesh?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What's your OnlyFans? You can say it, go ahead.
I'm trying to remember what it is. Meg the Savage. It's in my Instagram.
Meg the Savage. Where's Giorgio? He's our resident OnlyFans guy.
Oh, God.
Giorgio, sign up. What is it? Is it Meg the Savage? She's got an OnlyFans here, so pull it up. I mean, not for the world, obviously, but just for that. So we had somebody from OnlyFans on a couple weeks ago. What's the prices on there?
For myself?
Yeah, I think it's smart, by the way. If you're getting hit up this much, over and over and over again, you might as well make some cash.
I mean, it started young. So, like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, since high school, being in the military and stuff, people are always like,
nice rack.
How big are they?
Yeah, how big are they?
And I'm like, well, now you're just going to have to pay for it. Shut the fuck up.
Sure. What did you do in the military?
I was a JAG Corps paralegal.
Okay.
I came in on DES, but then I got picked up for paralegal.
All right. How'd you like it?
I like the Navy. I did not like being a paralegal very much, but
is it like the TV show JAG? The famous TV show?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It looked like they were having so much fun, right? Solving crimes.
Oh yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, they're having a great time on there.
What's it really like behind the scenes?
It's interesting. Sometimes you're like, what the fuck? The military justice system isn't really just. It's like a disposal system. You know, when you're a service member, you don't have as many rights.
Sure.
Everything is just kind of like built around disposing people with maybe some evidence. It depends on what level of court martial, whatever. But oftentimes it really sucks because even an allegation can ruin someone's career.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really... I don't know. There's a lot of that. And then I went and I did some other stuff that wasn't like prosecuting, but
are you out of there now?
Yeah, I'm out of there.
What do you do in real life?
OnlyFans and, which I'm trying to get away from because I am starting a pre-med degree.
Sure.
This semester.
I mean, look, did you listen to the Boston Nurse episode?
The
one who's making, I think she made, what, $4.5 million last year in OnlyFans?
Yeah, I didn't listen to that one. I see, OnlyFans is like, it's really, really, really good for some people, and then for other, it's becoming oversaturated.
Okay.
And I feel like there's times where it's really toxic, and I think that people, like a lot of times, the reason I don't like it is because they have direct access to me, right, which is fine, which is the point of it. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes people start complaining about their wives and stuff to me, and I'm like,
not here for that.
I'm not. Maybe you should talk to your wife about this.
Yeah. Craigers and Bill Schofield are out there because we always seen you in the Ross Patterson Revolution chat all the time, Nooner Nation. Mm-hmm. And I'd heard about the OnlyFans, but I didn't know that was the reason why. You just got fed up with that. It makes sense.
I mean, and yeah, and like, it's like, I don't do anything too crazy on there. Like, I'm not making sex videos or anything like that. I have a line. I keep it there. I tell people all the time, if they're going to make an OnlyFans, find your line and stay there.
Sure.
So that later on, if you want to do something else or something, it's not like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Cause you're going into nursing, or you want to be a doctor?
Doctor.
Oh, doctor. No shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some big boy education. That's another 4 years.
Yeah.
Are you in it now?
I start in August, so.
Shit. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Are you using the GI Bill?
Actually, no. And I'm going to take a minute if I may.
Go ahead.
Most veterans don't know about the VR&E. Vocational Rehab and Education Program, which is a separate pot of money for education to get you an employable degree. And then you can use your GI Bill on top of that. But if you use up your GI Bill first, you can't use your VR&E.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other stipulations in there, but if you're eligible and you're a veteran, like, go look into that.
Okay.
For sure.
Is that your boyfriend that's with you today?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. How long have you guys been dating?
I don't know. What would you say?
Uh-oh. Whenever that question
comes up. A couple months.
Okay. Yeah. You guys made it official for a couple months.
Yeah.
Probably hanging out longer than that.
Well, we've known each other for 6 years.
Oh, shit.
And we've been really good friends. We met in Rota, Spain, doing nice jiu-jitsu, so.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, dude. Motherfuckers are traveling over to Spain to do jiu-jitsu?
We were stationed there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's now, fun.
Is this the gentleman who you mentioned the other day on social media who was boasting to you about his giant loads?
No.
Who is that?
Big loads guy from Tinder. Oh, yeah. So some guy on Tinder was like, yeah. So some guy on Tinder hits me up and he's like,
yeah. I dropped the biggest loads.
He's like, oh, man. I got so much heat for it, but at the same time, like, this guy was clearly bragging, and he's like, oh, you know, I was at the doctor, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, what's wrong? Like, are you good? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really ask I don't think I asked specifically what was going on, but, like, oh, was it a routine thing, or is there something wrong? And he's like, yeah, man, I just blow the biggest loads. Like, no matter how many times I fuck, I'm just blowing huge loads, and I'm like...
Is it a medical condition?
He said that it's because he produces too much testosterone.
Oh, sure.
Does he need one of those trucks?
Yeah, does he need a truck?
In?
Yeah, exactly.
It says big loads.
Oh, yeah, extra wide. I don't know.
Do women even like huge loads?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
I'm like...
That's a weird thing to just bring up on social media and be like, man, yeah. I blow the biggest load. Yeah.
Well, like, let me tell you, clean up with me is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, you're going to need two beach towels to clean that up.
If it's a noticeably, like, small load, I feel like that would be weirder.
No? Yes. Yeah. I think a medium load is appropriate.
Yeah, you don't want a dribbler. You don't want a dribbler.
No, a huge load would be like, wow, that's unusual. Have you been in prison? And then a tiny load, you'd be like, wow, did you fuck somebody else today?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what this feels like.
It's kind of like when you're standing next to somebody in the urinal and you have like a weak stream. Like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
Some medical condition right there.
Something's going on. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Probably that guy over there.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say his name?
Jesse.
Jesse. What's his last name?
Outlaw.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dope ass last name. Is that a real one?
It is a real name.
All right, because she's got OnlyFans. Your name is Jesse Outlaw. It sounds, you know, like a porn couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's your boyfriend? Oh, you wait till Jesse Outlaw comes. You're all fucked.
Yeah.
You know? That's funny. Why the Drinking Bro of the Week? Just because you guys are dating?
No, because I was... Oh, my God. I'm, like, terrible with car stuff. And he, like, saved my life because... I'm not good at cars. Okay. I'm going to put that out there. Typical female stuff. And I was driving and my oil light came on and he was like, you need to pull over like right now and get your oil changed. When was the last time you did that? And I'm like, I don't even remember the last time I changed my oil. And once I pulled over, they were like, your coolant's gone. Your oil's gone. We need to like clean everything out and change your oil or your car would have exploded in like a mile.
Wow. So they saved your life. That would have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, Jesse Outlaw. I thought we were going a different story. With a guy named Jesse Outlaw, where it's just like, oh, hey, you need to pull over right now and check some oil.
Normal size.
Yeah. Loads. Go to Adam and Eve, check some oil. Do it.
The old manageable load, Jesse.
Yeah. How's Jesse's loads? Are they good enough?
They're fine.
Big loads?
Yeah.
All right. Medium loads?
They're good.
All right. Cool. Just making sure. You know, we want to check on Jesse as well.
Yeah.
Jesse, you listen to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn right. You want to come up? Come on up, Jesse. Who cares? It's Thursday.
Do you want
my little Friday today. Yeah, come on in. Swap out with her. Okay. And leave the single on them. There it is. Right. There it is. Nope. On them. There you go.
Oh, where am I?
Whoa. Yeah. There you go. You're good to go. No, you can go back to your chair. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to make you stand awkwardly next to him like The Price is Right. That would be weird. I mean, it'd be good for ratings. Let's be real. But Jesse Outlaw.
Yes, that's
me. What's up, dude? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you been listening?
About a year now, actually.
Fuck yeah, dude. Did you get through all of them or are you cherry picking?
I listened to Ross Patterson Revolution.
Sure.
And I listened to basically any podcast that Dan Holloway is on.
Just yeah, yeah.
I've always seen eye to eye on Dan's thoughts. So I always love listening to what he has to say.
You joining the militia?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
How many guns do you guys have between the two of you? Over under, I'm going to say 16.
Well,
over under.
Over.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. Proud of you guys. So, in other words, if you're the IRS, you're not coming to your house. You know?
Please don't. It'll end badly.
Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Definitely that dime piece over there.
There you
definitely
go. Yeah. Young Love.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Young Love. How old are you?
28.
Why'd you point to me?
Young Love.
Don't tell everybody, man.
Don't tell everybody, man. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Did you guys live together?
No, actually, I'm currently going to college over in South Alabama right now. That's where I'm from. And once
where at? What's the name of the college?
It's a community college.
That's
fine. Coastal Alabama Community College. And then
Coastal. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Good old South Alabama. The good old dirty South.
I know it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm from Georgia. So, like, that whole area, you're just so close. You know all that fucking dirtbag shit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you live in Alabama?
I do, actually. Well, not too much longer, but I just got out of the military back in July.
Okay.
So, July 24th, to be exact, and right now, I'm just kind of getting things together, and then probably next year, I'll probably be heading this way.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Are you finishing up? Are you graduating the community college? Or are you shifting into a bigger university?
At the current moment, just getting some gen eds out of the way, and then heading over to a major university, either UT Austin or Texas State.
Nice. Austin, UT is a blast.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. You've got to go to UT.
Just don't be a Longhorn fan.
Yeah. Well, you're in for a long life of heartache, obviously, but I mean, you can be.
Well, it's a lot of disappointment.
Is that where she's going to school?
Texas State, I believe.
Oh, Texas State. I heard Texas State is fun, too. I haven't been up there.
See, it's the Arizona State you never heard of.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, Delco's got something to say about it.
The Arizona State you've never heard of?
It's just like for undergrad in particular. It's just
it's
like
fun.
It's just a fucking fun school full of like hot people. That
sure.
Full of life, dude.
Yeah. It's a good little college town.
All right. Well, you got two attractive people here. Wherever they end up, they end up. I'm proud of you. I'd get the fuck out of South Alabama, I can tell you that.
Oh, fuck yeah, definitely. That's definitely happening in the near future. It's dead out there. I mean, you got the tourism scene out there, but outside of that, it's unless you want, yeah, that too. A lot of cocaine. But
did you bring any?
No.
Come on, Jesse. You know the show.
Yeah, I know the show. Y'all love the party. It's a great time.
You guys were drinking seltzers. What did you think of the seltzers?
Oh, I love them. I tried the strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
It's definitely the most unique seltzer I've tried.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. It's. I mean, you definitely know that if you have at least three of those, you're probably shit house.
Yeah, so. You're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gone.
Most definitely.
So it's going to be it's a fun time. It's fun time.
When you're not.
Yeah. Well, thanks you guys for coming in today. And if you're in the Austin area, you can stop by the old studio and join us for a live show. And then you'll actually get to see the fucked up images that are on the screen that we can't show during the YouTube broadcast. God, that fucking meat one really got me, dude. Yeah, that was not where I hoped to go today.
Have you never seen like Lemon Party either?
No, I have, and I don't. I'm all good today.
Is this your first computer?
Nope, I'm all done today. I'm all done. If I see another man's dick go into another man's asshole, I check out.
We'll save Lemon Party.
I like to see dicks, and I think it's hilarious in movies. But outright butt fucking for real though, it's not.
There's no butt fucking.
What we just saw was butt fucking.
No, I mean in Lemon Party.
Okay,
which we'll save. So tune in soon, guys, and we'll show them Lemon Party.
All right, we'll show Lemon Party. Yeah. No, the glass tube I've seen. Bro, that's a, yeah, I can't. Don't show that on the screen. I'll vomit on air. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star. Maybe not today. Go to Spotify, leave a 5-star. We get dark again at the end of this one. It's all the advertisers care about. Go rate and review the shows. And then check out the Operator Podcast with Rob O'Neill. That is out now. It is currently number 15 in the world. We appreciate you joining us today for D'Anthony Holloway. Meg the Savage, Jesse Outlaw. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.